This past week, actor-comedian Robin Williams committed suicide. They're saying he suffered from severe depression. Well, it's all over social media. People having their say about it. It's a disease. Some saying it's the enemy. It's all in your mind. You know, it's a demon. I mean, it goes on and on and on. So with me today, I've asked pastor, writer, TV host, the writer of Spiritual Warfare, and so many other things, to give us the spin on the church's side, his vision of what exactly depression is, how we combat it, and things like that. None other than Bishop George Bloomer from Bethel Family Worship Center. How you doing, Bishop?
I am doing fantastic.
Well, thank you so much, Bishop, for joining us. Severe depression. Many people have different thoughts about it. In recognition of Robin Williams passing away, they're saying he has severe depression, committed suicide. And representing the church, the Christian people, what is your take?
Well, you know, in linguistics, they teach that every word has 3 to 9 legs to it. So if we're going to have a conversation, we have to first establish that we're both on the same page. When you're dealing with young people, they may say something and you say, what is he talking about?
Mm-hmm.
For instance, if a young person is excited about something, they might say, you know, that's bad, which really means that it's good.
Exactly.
So if we're having a conversation, I say C, I have to establish what does C mean. Does it mean sea to behold? Does it mean sea where fishes swim in the sea? Or does it mean sea, yes, in Spanish? When you deal with the word depression, it has those many facets to it. So someone would say that it's a demon. It's an attitude. Chemical reactions in their body. They're clinically challenged. All those kind of things. I believe that depression is all of the above. The scriptures teach us that, the mind is where the attacks is going to take place. So whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is good, whatsoever is kind, the Bible says that we're to think on these things.
Right.
So thinking can bring on joy, but thinking can also bring on a sadness. And in the case of Robin Williams, it's not just depression, but it's years of drug usage and so many, you know, issues and problems. And,
right. Drinking.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And drinking and all those kind of things. And so Proverbs 26 tells us that a curse causeless cannot come. And so anytime a person has a problem, there is a reason. And probably in his case and in my case personally, when I went through a season of severe depression and had thoughts of suicide and almost tried to commit it. And so I understand that there is a dark, dark place within us. And a lot of times people look at us and they see that we're successful, and that's our public life. But privately, a lot of times we're suffering. And if we don't have a filter, a way that we can release ourselves from all of these pressures, the pressure of being successful, the pressure of meeting up to your peer, the pressure of being what you have projected and are really, really not, then one day you look up and all these things come crashing down on you.
Now, I love where you hit on saying that your depression usually starts from a problem, a previous problem that you're having, whether it's drinking or drugs, etc.,
mm-hmm.
in the first
mm-hmm.
place. And I love that you tied yourself in there because, like you said, a lot of people think, well, you know what? It must be something that people who are not saved go through. And
well,
that's not true.
Yeah, that's preposterous. The average Christian deals with an acute case of oppression on a weekly basis. It's the reason why we gather ourselves together on Sunday or whatever your preferred day of worship is, and that is to wash our mind with the Word. The Bible teaches us that. And so as we engage in life, we pick up things. It's sort of like if you're going to have cooled air inside your house, you have the air is blowing, but there's a filter to catch all of the poisons and toxics and microscopic germs that are in the air. And then you look later on and the air conditioner is not working that well because the filters haven't been changed.
Right.
And so all of us as believers, we deal with this. And so the scripture talks about the mind. And he says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So that's a challenge that we have to look at. What was the mind of Christ? And then the scripture challenges us when it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body, the living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
Yes.
And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Amen, Bishop.
And so a new mind is a concept. I want to say this real, real briefly. that when we hear the word evil spirit, we immediately think about the word demon.
Yeah.
And that's because most people read the Bible as if the Bible was written in Raleigh-Durham. Well, the Bible is a Hebrew-Greek book. And so words in Hebrew and Greek might not mean that word in English. The word evil spirit comes from the Greek word, which is translated, which means attitude. Attitude. And we all have that. And yeah. So some days we have a good attitude, which is a good spirit. And we have a bad attitude, which is an evil spirit. And we must flush ourselves from those evil spirits. And how we do it is by thinking on whatever soul is lovely, whatever is pure, whatever is kind, whatever is just, to think on these things. The Bible says that we're to cast down every imagination and every vain thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Well, God's knowledge towards us is for us to live and to love and to be happy. Well, the negative things is to kill yourself because you're not happy, to dismiss yourself from life because it's not working. And if you don't cast down those thoughts, you will succumb to those thoughts, and then we'll be talking about you on social media.
Well, thank you, Bishop, because you just answered my next question on how do we combat against this severe depression. You just answered that in everything you just said. Think on good things. Think on those things that are lovely, those things that are of good report.
And you can't just pray. You can't just pray away depression.
Yeah.
You can't just pray it away. When severe depression comes, you need to talk to someone. It's deep. And sometimes it goes back to something that happened to you when you were 5 or 6 years old and you suppressed it. And now it has grown into this huge forest. And every time you leave out a door, you enter into the forest, the maze of yourself, and you can't find your way back. And you need someone to guide you back to a place in life to let you know that you don't live at age 5 all the time. You're now 45,
yeah,
and you have to embrace your new life.
Thank you so much, Bishop, for your wisdom and your knowledge. And one final question before you get out of here that I know everybody wants to answer or want the answer to. Will you go to hell if you commit suicide?
If you commit suicide, do you go to hell? Real quickly. If you walk into your house and your mate is in the bed with someone and you snap it and you shoot them, they call it temporary insanity. And so you don't go to jail for that, but you need help. When a person commits suicide, they are possessed. And if you are possessed by a demon, then you're not responsible for what you do. So that's another discussion we got to have.
Definitely.
Judas committed suicide, but the Bible said it was to this cause that Judas was born, that the Son of Man might be betrayed. So Judas fulfilled his call in life. Now, he ended it differently, but he fulfilled his call in life. And when you fulfill your call in life, the promise is heaven.
Bishop, we got to talk about that some more later on. But again, I appreciate it. Thank you for the time.
Thank you for the conversation.
And we're going to be in touch again very soon.
Also to you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.